Hebrews 13, verse 5, from the Amplified Version of the Bible reads, "Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature, your manner of life." It always starts with character. It always starts with character. It says, "Be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financially ethical. Being content with what you have." He says, be content with what is materially and divinely provided for you. Be content with that. "For he has said," and I'm telling you, what God has provided for you physically, spiritually, materially, is more than anything that you could even hope or dream of or think about. So be content with what God has provided, because he is our source. We fall well short when we begin to look for our needs met in material things. He says, "I will never, under any circumstances, desert you." Never. Never, ever, ever. So we can be content with what God has provided for us, because he is our shepherd. And because he is, we have everything we need. Psalm 42, 5 says, why are you in despair, O my soul? And he's talking to his soul. Why are you in despair? Sometimes we have to talk ourselves off the bridge. "And why have you become restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence." Psalm 103, verse 1 reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Again, he's talking to himself. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." God has done this. It is what he has done. He's declared it in his word, and God and his word are one. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Jesus felt utterly forsaken by his Father when he hung on the cross and became sin for us. And now, because he died and rose again for us, we live and do not have to fear abandonment. God has provided through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Some assume that when hard trials come our way, that God has abandoned us, or that their failings or sin were too much for Jesus to continue with us. But rather, God is sustaining us, strengthening us, covering us, and keeping us through the storms of life. Let's trust him. Amen. Now let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have never and will never abandon us. You will never let us down. You will never relax your hold on us. So we give praise to you for that. We thank you, Father, that because you are our shepherd, we have everything we need. So we're not going to fear anything that may present itself, but we trust you and give praise in Jesus' name. Amen.